Everybody, welcome back to the show. NFC Champ Camp 2009 continues here on the Gambo and Ash Show, Sports 620 KTAR, live up in Flagstaff. Day one for us. Cardinals are a few days in to the camp, but our camping days have begun. Beautiful weather, awesome location, and another year of football right around the corner. And the new defensive coordinator for your Arizona Cardinals was the linebackers coach last year, is Bill Davis, and he joins us here on the Gambo and Ash Show, Sports 620 KTAR. Coach, Mark and John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing excellent. How the first few days as the DC at camp? Any changes?
Well, we've got about a third of the playbook is what I've been telling everybody has really changed. One of the things that I've tried to get done is expand the pressure package and cut out the verbiage. So I'm trying to get a streamlined communication going where our players play fast, they communicate well, it's easy to communicate. We've got a lot of the words out that that we kind of stumbled over a little bit last year. And if we can get our points allowed per game down, that's our goal. That's our mantra this year. We're going to get the points down. And that's part of that is better on third down, red zone, and not as many big plays.
When you have an offense that's as potent as yours is and can put up big points, you know, sometimes I think it's just it happens where the defenses maybe aren't as good.
Yeah.
If you can have both, you're going to win a Super Bowl. I mean, it's as simple as that, right?
It equals wins. And one of the things I think sometimes as a coordinator you get caught up in, because most of the media says the number one defense at the end of the year in the NFL is the one that gave up the least amount of yards, not points. But it is a scoreboard in the end zone. It's not a yardage board, and we keep talking about that. And our goal, we love our offense, and it's one of the most high-scoring, potent offenses there are. If we bring that points per game down from 26 to the high teens, you now have 3, 4, 5 more wins per season. And that equals getting into the playoffs and then meeting those goals.
Now, you were defensive coordinator in San Francisco for a few years, right?
2 years.
Two years defensive coordinator. What's changed about you and how you go about your business from your days in San Francisco to here?
Well, I learned a lot in San Francisco. And one of the things of me being hired, never having been a coordinator prior to San Francisco, was the fact that I was going to run Mike Nolan's defense. So that really was a head coach-oriented defense, game plan through him. I called a couple games, he called a lot of games. It was one of those deals where he was called just as much as I called. So I wasn't really out front as a coordinator. And the one thing, when I got fired from there, under those circumstances, I promised myself I would never get in that situation again, that from here on in, I'll only accept a coordinator position where I am in control of all of it. It's all on me. If you're going to get fired anyway, it might as well all be on
right,
your shoulders.
Right, you've got to be your own man.
So
right?
Yeah, so I've taken, I was never a coordinator prior to that, and that was a part of the interview process with Mike, and Mike taught me a lot, and I give a lot of credit to Mike Nolan for my development. But the circumstance is different here.
How about the time with the Giants in Atlanta? You spent some time with the Giants, right?
Oh, yeah.
Spent some time with the Falcons.
Yeah.
Just tell me about the growing process from you to get to this point. You know, what you learned, who you learned from, some of the things that got you to where you are right now as a lead defensive coordinator on a good football team.
Yeah, my roots, and it really stemmed from my early years in Pittsburgh. And I know we have strong Pittsburgh ties here, but I started my defensive career in Pittsburgh with Bill Cowher's first couple years. Well, in that room, I had Dick LeBeau is who I was following as
one of the
secondary
best ever.
Coach.
Wow.
Dom Capers was our coordinator. Marvin Lewis was a linebacker coach I was working with. So those guys and those minds, I wish I knew more at that time because I could have taken more from them. But I had 3 years in Pittsburgh and then followed Capers to Carolina for 4 more in the same blitz scheme, attack protections type philosophy. When we were fired in Carolina, I had a couple one-year stops, one in Cleveland and one in Green Bay. Those were some of my 4-3 background defense. Weren't really successful in those. Ended up coming back down to Atlanta where I caught up with Wade Phillips and, again, learned a lot. He's a very knowledgeable. He's a big protection. You know, he was with the Buddy Ryan defenses and all those as a young coach himself. So he's got a lot of those philosophies that I learned a lot of the schemes from him. And then to pick up with Mike Nolan, it was the Baltimore Ravens, you know, real expansive blitz packages that they ran in Baltimore and still do. So I really have a good, strong background in really more of a pressure defense than a fallback and catch defense.
We are visiting with Bill Davis, the defensive coordinator of your Arizona Cardinals here on Sports 620 KTAR. You know, we've talked to some of the guys on the field, in interviews, talked to Antro Roll. I mean, he said that you guys put a lot of players in the right position to make the plays, and you were talking about that a little bit earlier. It's not necessarily you know, this guy should be this type of position. It's if I get him here, he might get there. We might wreak some havoc. And, I mean, I know I'm putting it in layman's terms, but kind of seemed like that's what Antrell was talking about, being put in place in the right time, communicating, and they all seem to be doing it pretty well.
Yeah, we really do. In layman's terms, we really do overcomplicate it sometimes. And all the great defensive minds that I've been, had the pleasure to be around, they all come back to the same thing. And what you just hit on is what our main focus here as a defensive staff is, who identify our players, what they do well, and have them do that the most amount of times. And that really does equal defensive success.
Right. With Antrell Roll, you know, we were talking to him. He's now going into his second year as a safety. Says he feels very comfortable at that position. Talk about what he's done in that transition and what he has to do to maybe become even better as a safety.
One of the biggest challenges in any position change in the NFL is the training of the eyes. And when you move from corner to safety, you're looking now at different things and reading things that Antrell a year ago had never seen or was seeing for the first time. Well, now he's got a series of over 100 or a couple hundred reps of all those different calls, and his eyes are now trained so much better, which makes you move faster and take better angles, and you see all those things out of Antrell. And Antrell is a disciplined gambler, where he's getting a place where he really will challenge himself and give quarterbacks a hard time and receivers in reading of the coverage. Most quarterbacks, especially the veterans, are keyed into the safeties and their alignments for what coverage they're about to attack. And Antrell does a great job of disguise and flying around.
I imagine one of the keys for you will be Calais Campbell. And so far he's had a great camp from everything I'm hearing, because he's replacing a good player in Antonio Smith. Just tell me about how he's progressing from last year to this year.
One of the biggest issues you have in identifying defensive linemen is the offseason. You almost can't evaluate them. There are no pads. There's no contact. And the bread and butter of a defensive lineman is how they handle contact. So we are just now excited about getting and looking at Calais in our pads, in a run game. And, you know, he's 6'7". It's very hard to hold pad level when you're 6'7". And he's doing a great job of it. He has a very good knack of finishing well at the ball.
Now, McFadden didn't practice today, but with Hood gone, I imagine big role for him on this team.
Oh, absolutely. He's an outstanding addition. Our personnel department has done a great job in both the draft and getting veteran free agents in. BMAC brings a leadership and a swagger to him that is contagious. He's a very disciplined, hard worker. He's a no-nonsense guy. He's tough, and he doesn't give up the deep ball. You know, he can play a rolled-up cover two corner and we'll get physical on a receiver, or they can throw it deep on him and he's going to protect the end zone for us. And as he does it, he's leading the younger defensive backs in how to do it as a pro.
Do you see a difference in the team just in general from last camp to this camp? Last camp going in, okay, you guys might have felt, hey, we got a chance to do something this year. But no one else did. You know, I mean, all the national media, no one was picking the Cardinals to go to the Super Bowl. Now that you did your thing, defense played very well in the postseason. Do you sense a different type of hunger from these guys?
I think they now... We all thought we knew what it took a year ago. Now we know what it takes. It's a very clear picture of, you know, you don't have to do a lot of unbelievable, spectacular things. But the guys do realize in order to get where we got there from paying attention to the details and doing all the little things correctly, make a great defense and make a great position, player, whatever position that might be. And we have the confidence knowing that we can do it, and now we know how to do it and what it takes. And it's a very calm swagger we have going on right now.
You know, you see what teams are trying to do in this NFC West, too. Houshmandzadeh to Seattle. San Francisco gets Crabtree. So I'm sure in your mind, always spinning, just trying to see how these teams are going to use those guys. I'm sure they'll be focal points of the offenses. So always a challenge when you see what these other teams are trying to do offensively.
That is one of our challenges. Our division, the positive is they have to put in their new systems and learn the communication with each other, and that's a hard learning curve for new offenses or defenses. The challenge we face is figuring out what they're going to hang their hat on and what these new coordinators and how they're going to use their personnel groupings, because every team in our division has changed their offensive coordinator.
Well, Bill, we appreciate you swinging by, hanging out with us. It's good to see you guys up here. We're excited to be here. The fans are excited. I can't believe how many people are out there at the morning
that
practice. But it's great. I'm sure that you guys can feed off that as well. So we wish you the best. Continued success. We'll catch up soon, okay?
My pleasure, guys.
That's Bill Davis, the defensive coordinator of your Arizona Cardinals, here on NFC Champ Camp for the flagship home of your Arizona Cardinals, Sports 620 KTAR. Thanks to QT Kitchens and All Aboard America, there are now more seats available on the NFC Champ Champ Camp Bus brought to you by Sports Clips. Click All Star Rewards and enter the new raffle. It's an auction going on right now at sports.ktar.com. Gamble and Ash, Sports 620, KTAR.